Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour, bringing you the latest Catholic headlines for Friday, the 9th of September. The Indian Church used the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary yesterday as a chance to celebrate young women and girls. A spokesman for the Diocese of Mumbai, Father Maverick Fernandez, said that Mary's Nativity inspires everyone to respect, defend and encourage girls and to oppose discrimination and the violation of their rights, especially selective abortions, female infanticide, child brides, child abuse and prostitution. Father Anthony Changarat, editor of the Examiner newspaper, said the so-called Day of the Girl Child, instituted by the Indian Church for the September 8 feast, reminds us that Mary was a girl and had a family. He wrote, "Mary is special to us because she was so ordinary, a young woman, growing up in a country town in a backwater of history. Yet God chose her to be the mother of his son, and she willingly participated in God's plan of salvation. Her nativity underlines what it means for human beings to be a Christian." An Italian bishop has been gravely injured in a fall during a mountain pilgrimage. Bishop Domenico Sigalini of Palestrina was leading a visit to the Shrine of the Holy Trinity in Valle Pietra, located high on Mount Ottore, east of Rome, when he tumbled into a ravine. The accident occurred at night time and the bishop sustained severe injuries. He was taken to the Gemelli Hospital in Rome, where his condition was reported as critical. The Shrine of the Holy Trinity, which is partially carved into the rock face of Mount Ottore, dates back to the 5th century. It derives its name from a notable fresco painted on the chapel wall that depicts the Holy Trinity. Archbishop Charles Chaput of Denver has been installed as Bishop of Philadelphia yesterday, and he promised to lay down his life to restore faith and trust among Catholics in Philadelphia. He said during his installation homily, "Whatever my weaknesses and whatever my lacks, no bishop will give more of himself than I will to renewing this great church. Everything I've learnt, everything I know, and everything I have, I will give to this ministry because all of you, the people of God, deserve at least that much." There were approximately 1,500 guests at the ceremony. He began his homily by describing his new appointment as an arranged marriage, with Pope Benedict XVI as the matchmaker. He continued, "For any marriage to work, two things need to happen. People need to fall in love, and together they need to be fruitful. That's what we need to dedicate ourselves to today, to love one another and be fruitful together in new evangelization. I receive you as a gift from the Holy Father, and you receive me and my service as a gift from the Holy Father," he continued. "And this requires us to make a commitment, an act of the will, to love one another, to be patient with one another, and to lay down our lives for one another. No bishop will try harder to help persons who have been hurt by the sins of the past," he promised his new flock, which has been rocked by allegations of clerical sex abuse. "And no bishop will work harder to strengthen and encourage our priests and restore the hearts of our people." The organisers of World Youth Day 2011, who were finalists for this year's Prince of Asturias Award in Spain, have congratulated the winners of the prize, the Heroes of Fukushima. The Heroes of Fukushima are the group of men and women who worked to mitigate the nuclear catastrophe caused by the 9.0 magnitude earthquake and the tsunami that struck Japan on the 11th of March. World Youth Day organisers said the Heroes of Fukushima are examples of what Benedict XVI was talking about in Madrid when he said, "Our society, in which the inestimable dignity of life, of each life, is too often questioned, needs you. You make a decisive contribution to building the civilization of love." The Prince of Asturias Award recognises initiatives that contribute in an exemplary and relevant way to understanding and to peaceful coexistence among mankind. Auxiliary Bishop Cesar Franco, the General Coordinator of World Youth Day 2011, expressed gratitude for the more than 10,000 votes to award the Prince of Asturias Prize to the youth event. And just briefly, in less positive news, the Government of Ireland has thanked the Vatican for its response to the Cloyne Report, but stands by its criticism of a 1997 letter that Ireland says gave some clergy a pretext for covering up sexual abuse accusations. In a brief statement issued overnight, the Government of Ireland said it welcomes the statement in the response that the Holy See is sorry and ashamed for the terrible sufferings which victims of abuse and their families have endured. Well, that's it for today's Rush Hour. We'll be back again next Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can contact me anytime. Just call 800-515-130 or email therushhour@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. God bless.